originally, this was a TV pilot, actually, for a TV show that she had written for Fox. And then Fox decided, you know, they didn't want to make it as a TV show. Amy's agent, Ken Stovitz, said, maybe this should be a movie, I think. So she wrote it as a movie, basing the sort of narrative structure on Jane Austen's Emma. Fox picked it up as a movie. They started the casting process, and then they just decided they didn't quite want to make it the same way that Amy had in mind. She had to take it out and shop it around again to other studios and other producers. And almost everybody turned it down except for Scott Rudin, who liked it exactly the way that she had it envisioned originally. And so it was Paramount Pictures who ended up making it and obviously having great success with it.
So many enduring aspects of the movie.
Oh, as if.
Whatever.
First, with the language, did Amy Heckerling come up with all those fantastic phrases and expressions herself?
In a way, yes, but Amy Heckerling has always been interested in slang, and she's always kept these sort of personal dictionaries, and she looked at all kinds of sources for the language that's in the movie. And then from talking to actual students at Beverly Hills High and sort of listening to the way that they talk to each other. So she took a lot of these ideas and then from that invented things herself, too.
And you have all these phrases in a glossary in the book, too.
I do. I asked Amy about a lot of the phrases and sort of where they came from.
I feel like Amy Heckerling would be a fun person.
She is. She is a fun person. She's a more sardonic person than you might think. She's a very kind of dry, and she's a very modest person, too. And if anything, I hope the book reminds people of what a really amazing filmmaker and just kind of a genius mind that she has.
What are some of the cool stories that you got from cast and crew and Amy Heckerling?
Paul Rudd almost got shot.
Paul Rudd almost got shot?
Yes, he was shot at, which is ironic considering the fact that Cher gets mugged in the movie at gunpoint. He was having dinner with a friend in Los Angeles, and this was during, you know, production, and walked outside to go to his car, and a mugger came and held him up. And the guy, as Paul recalled, fired a gun sort of right by the bullet, like whizzed by Paul Rudd's head, didn't hit him, didn't hit anybody else. So no one was injured, but obviously a pretty scary moment. And the guy ended up taking Paul Rudd's backpack, which had his Clueless script in it.